AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Congress has certified President-elect Trump's win in November.
One by one, each state reported their electoral votes, making Donald Trump president. Vice President Kamala Harris, as the roll of the office, certified the election.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes.
Harris smiled tightly as Republicans gave a standing ovation. Then she read her votes.
Kamala D. Harris of the state of California has received 226 votes.
Democrats gave her a standing ovation. Then it was over. This was nothing like last January 6th when Trump supporters, unhappy with the results, shut down the certification and Vice President Mike Pence had to be rushed to safety. This year, tall black fencing flanked the U.S. Capitol complex. I'm Julie Walker.
North of the border, Canada's leader says he's moving on.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that he's resigning.
I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister.
Trudeau is stepping down in the face of rising discontent over his leadership and after the abrupt departure of his finance minister. That showed growing tension within his government. He said he plans to stay on as Prime Minister until a new leader of the Liberal Party is chosen.
This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election.
News conference audio courtesy of CTV. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A major winter blast of snow, ice, wind, and plunging temperatures has created dangerous travel conditions from central and southern states all the way to the East Coast. Many schools and government offices in several states have been forced to close. This is AP News. It's Black Monday in the NFL, and that means coaching changes.
The Jaguars have fired coach Doug Peterson after a 4-13 season. Peterson, who won a Super Bowl coaching the Eagles in 2018, guided Jacksonville to a 22-29 record and one playoff win.
It's hard to speculate right now. You know, emotions are running high, obviously, but, I hope that I'm still here.
Jacksonville will retain general manager Trent Baalke. Elsewhere, the Giants are keeping coach Brian Daboll and GM Joe Shane after leading owner John Mara's team to a 4-13 season.
Better not take too long, Bruce, because I've just about run out of patience.
On Sunday, the Patriots fired coach Gerard Mayo after finishing 4-13 in his only season. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.